بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 1st July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 10th Dhulqa'dah, 1441. Every week, we are learning about the good character, good manners, adab, and good habits that a believer must have in order to attain a true and beautiful heart. Today, let us take a look at one very beautiful quality, which is known as ikhlas. Ikhlas is usually translated as sincerity. Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullahi alayhi, very beautifully explains that ikhlas is an action of the heart. It refers to doing something only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important fact is that by us doing these actions, our Allah, who is our creator, he will become happy. And when we do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most definitely will inshallah reward us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once advising Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, and who said that develop ikhlas in all of your religious matters. And then explaining the importance of developing ikhlas, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained how ikhlas will help a person. He said that a few good actions, meaning a person does not need to have plenty of good actions. If he has a few good actions, but they are filled with ikhlas, sincerity, then these will be enough for his salvation in the hereafter. It will save him in the hereafter. So let us all adopt this very simple and golden rule, in that everything we do must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and no one else. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we ever need to do anything to please our parents, to please our teachers, to please other adults, this also has to be with the intention that I am pleasing my parents because my Allah has told me to please my parents. I am pleasing my teachers because my Allah has told me to please my teachers. This will also become a part of our ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ikhlas in everything we do, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with lots and lots of good qualities and make us beautiful in person and also beautiful within our heart. Inshallah, until next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.